Welcome to the talk titled Bare Metal at the Edge. My name is Ilya Etingov. I work for Red Hat. I work at OpenStack Bare Metal Provisioning team. In this talk, we're going to discover what's the difference is between the edge cloud and the conventional centralized cloud from the bare metal management perspective. We will see the challenges and the difficulties that bare metal provisioning faces when it comes to provisioning at the edge from the, again, bare metal provisioning perspective, and hopefully solutions that work. At the end, I have hoped to play a demo of bare metal provisioning at the edge, but we have technical difficulties, so it may not happen, but we'll see. Now, the edge cloud. Well, if we take a conventional centralized cloud by the edges, and by edges I mean individual servers or maybe a couple of servers, maybe with some switches, smaller points of presence anyway. So if we take those servers and pull them apart across long distances, then what we end up with would be basically an edge cloud. The whole class of new problems immediately arise in all areas, I think, in cloud technologies, but especially in bare metal provisioning. We identified at our team, we identified at least two most pressing problems that needs to be solved. One is related to BMC access, and the other is about machine booting. BMC is an abbreviation for baseboard management controller. It's a small computer typically residing on the side of a main server, industrial server, perhaps. It has a very intimate and deep relationship with the server itself, with bare metal node. It has almost complete hardware level access to all the internals. It can boot the machine, it can flip power, it can upgrade firmware. So BMC is incredibly powerful. At its other end, BMC offers some kind of network access for the operator to actually do something with the system. When the operator and the BMC are connected over a lossy, insecure, unreliable, jitterish network, then BMC access can be difficult. The other problem relates to machine booting. The conventional way how we boot a machine in the cloud is to rely on the Pixie suite, so-called Pixie suite. Pixie suite is a collection of protocols. They probably date back to the early ages of the internet, and they are not quite a good fit for the cloud in general, but especially for the edge use case. To understand what the problem is, let me just walk you through the typical Pixie boot workflow, which is probably a well-known thing. In the very beginning, the operator sets boot device and power on the machine by issuing IPMI commands. IPMI is a network protocol for BMC control. It's an abbreviation for Intelligent Platform Management Interface. BMC power on the node. The node tries to get on the network by issuing a series of DHCP queries to get an IP address and the location of the boot image. Once the node is on the network, it tries to pull the boot image off the network over the TFTP protocol. All these protocols, IPMI, DHCP, TFTP, they are not very reliable. All of them run over UDP. Most of them require several packet exchanges to do anything. On top of that, DHCP requires layer 2 access, or assumes layer 2 access connectivity between the node and the DHCP responder, which is incredibly difficult to achieve at the edge, especially when you have many edge nodes. On top of that, with Pixie Pixie Suite, it's not easy to identify which note is booting, because they don't typically have anything unique except for the network address, except for the MAC address. But MAC address is not an incredibly reliable thing, and we probably need to do some magic with the switches to ensure that this note is exactly the note we expect to see. So these are the problems. Luckily, the industry, the standards body organization, the hardware vendors, and the open source community, they work together to do something about all these booting problems. And to date, we have two technological advancements that help hopefully solve all this mess. One is Redfish hardware management protocol, and the other is virtual media service. Redfish is a completely new invention from the same organization as IPMICAM. It is radically different from IPMI. IPMI was a thing of its own. It's a very, very specialized protocol, and it's really hard to grasp and debug. Where Redfish is just a web service. The endpoint, the service itself, runs inside BMC. HTTP clients are the consumers of this service. As it usually happens with web services, the client and the server, they talk over HTTP, they exchange JSON documents. JSON documents, in case of Redfish, they represent hardware and operations on the hardware. The data model is open, it's schema guarded, and it's easier to debug, much easier to debug compared to IPMI. One big plus of Redfish is that the implementation can entirely based on the existing tool sets, which are very well developed and very well understood, unlike IPMI. Virtual media service. This is a feature of BMC. The idea behind virtual media service is that BMC somehow makes it appearing to the machine, to the server, that the server has a couple of, maybe many, removable media devices locally connected to the machine, like devices like USB flash drives or DVD drives or even floppy. Besides that, BMC has the ability to fetch the image of the operator's choice and make it appearing like this is a physical image flashed into the USB drive, for instance, and inserted into these imaginary removable media devices. So in the end, from the machine's perspective, from the bare metal node perspective, it has a removable media device with some media inserted, which can be accessed. And that's a big deal. Let me walk you through a typical virtual media boot workflow. This is a combination of two technologies, Redfish and Redfish hardware management protocol and virtual media service. The most important thing here is that the operator needs to give BMC a command to insert virtually certain image, probably residing on the network. The BMC, in response to this, pulls this image, perhaps over HTTP, however, the technology supports other ways of image transfer, like iSCSI or NFS or whatever, and inserts this image into these virtual drives. Then the operator sets boot device of the node to boot from this virtual drive and turn on the power. The node goes through its typical post procedures and eventually hits local media, local removable media device, and just boots from it like normal. Note that no unreliable protocols, no UDP-based protocols are involved in all this process. Except that when the image is booted. The image, the operating system inside the booted image, it may want to get on the network, and again, it may want to use DHCP for that, which is something we would like to avoid at the edge. Luckily, there can be a solution. The solution is to do static network configuration for the operating system. If there is a way for the operator to somehow collect network configuration, prepare network configuration for the node, and burn it down into the image, into the boot image, then the operating system, once it's up, it can just read it locally and apply this network configuration to its network interfaces, and we're done. Besides network configuration, it's also possible and extremely beneficial, actually, to be able to pass some secrets and unique information, secret information inside the image, so that the operating system would get it. That would allow us to identify which node is which securely. In the demo I hoped to play, we would see Ironic is the official OpenStack hardware hypervisor. That's essentially a bare metal provisioning tool which can work with Ironic, or it can work standalone. We'll see the operator talking to Ironic via Ironic client CLI. We will see OpenStack CLI, actually, but Ironic has its own CLI, which is very similar. Ironic will talk to the BMC of the bare metal node at the edge over Redfish hardware management protocol. We will also have a storage node somewhere nearby for the purpose of exchanging the boot images between Ironic and the BMC. And this is it. The deployment workflow would look like this. The operator prepares network configuration somehow and passes it to Ironic, a bare metal provisioning tool. Ironic will build the boot image. It will be ISO UEFI bootable image. It will put this operator specified network configuration on the boot image and power on the machine. Again, the node just powers on, goes through POST, hits the bootable CD and boots from it. Once the operating system is up, it will mount its boot CD and try to read network configuration from there and apply it. And now this is what... maybe it works. Awesome. This is just an OpenStack comment to give Ironic to make Ironic aware of the bare metal node. What we're going to do now, we're going to enroll the bare metal node into Ironic so that Ironic can manage it. The network configuration that the operator prepares somehow and passes to Ironic takes shape of Nova, OpenStack Nova network metadata. This is a very popular and very well known format. We use this format because it's readily supported by CloudInit, but of course any other format can be used. Sorry. So this is a way to pass. This is how we pass static network configuration to Ironic, and then it will land in the boot image. And we are asking Ironic to deploy the image. And this is a console of the bare metal node. It is booting Linux, and it will run init scripts. These init scripts will mount bootcd, read this JSON file, network data JSON, parse it, and apply to the local interfaces. And this is what's been done now. Yeah, just to see that the network data is there, we can log into this node and mount boot device. This is the standard location where Cloud Init would search for the data source for this network data JSON. This available provisioning state means that we are done, that the node is up. Now, to summarize, the Edge Cloud, it seems that the Edge Cloud amplifies the problems that we have had before with machine booting, especially at scale. Redfish, that appeared a couple of years ago, is seemingly getting adoption by the hardware vendors, and hopefully pushing away all the proprietary protocols they so much like to introduce. The important thing that I wanted to note is that open source projects are really heavy players in all this cloud business from my perspective. I can see vendors and the standard body organizations, they are coming to us, to open source developers, and trying to sync up and to get our feedback and to agree on something, not just pushing the solution to us and hoping that we will do something with that. I can see the collaboration happening, and that's a great thing. That's it. Thank you.